Greece has received more than €7 billion in bailout funds after a review of the country's progress in implementing reforms. It comes amid the European Commission president's visit to Athens almost a year after a massive standoff which saw emergency funding ended and Greek voters reject EU bailout terms. The visit of the president of the European Commission to Greece coincided with the release of a €7.5 billion bailout tranche. But in spite of praise for the progress made on structural reforms, Mr. Juncker's presence in Athens also served as a reminder that the effort to put the country's ailing economy back on track should not by any means slow down. Most of the new bailout money will be used to pay debts to the International Monetary Fund and European Central Bank, with the rest going towards paying off state arrears. Jean-Claude Juncker, meeting the Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras, says the country has taken an important step towards getting through the crisis. He cited reforms to pensions, the tax system, and the launch of a large privatization program. I came to bring a message of hope, at least that's what I believe, that Greece has overcome a significant hurdle and can now go down the right road. All the way along this path, everyone at the European Commission will stand alongside Greece.